Are you better off on the bench? That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen, where the savings are bountiful this month. Let's talk some turkey here. If you've been looking for that special used car, look no further. It's time for a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal Volkswagen. It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. Deal certified pre-owned vehicles all come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report, great mileage, and better prices. Deal's as sweet as pumpkin pie. And they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties, enjoy huge savings and no hassle or fuss at Deal. Feast your eyes on the huge selection at Deal and drive away in a like-new vehicle for a lot less. Gobble up great savings on a certified pre-owned VW. You'll be thankful you did. Visit them today, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers that say, it's all about the D-E-E-L. 3601 Bird Road, right near the U. Carfax Vehicle History Reports are based on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. The Miami Dolphins would tell you it was no big deal. The team, down only 10 points on the road in Denver this past week, was seeking its sixth straight win and a share of the lead in the AFC East with the Buffalo Bills at 7-3 on the year. The club began the season in inauspicious fashion with a 1-3 start, that lone win coming over the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are currently 1-9, so hardly the kind of stirring victory that would make you think this season was going to be anything but another loser. The losing was part of the plan. Miami was supposed to be in a two-year cycle of futility in an effort to avoid the long-term mediocrity that had plagued the franchise since Marino hung them up in 1999. The long search for a star-caliber starting quarterback was also part of the two-year project. In stripping the roster of most of the team's top players prior to last season, the goal was to land that one component seemingly every team needs to have, even the slightest shot of long-term success. In that regard, the Finns feel they have their man in Tua Tagovailoa. But after winning three straight as a starter and being particularly impressive in two of those games, Tua was staggering behind poor offensive line play, a non-existent running game, and a pocket presence that made you think, this ain't Alabama, kid. The Fish only trailed by 10, but the fourth quarter clock was evaporating, and it became decision time. After watching Tua get crushed behind the line on yet another ineffective pass attempt, Coach Brian Flores pulled the trigger. Sending Tagovailoa to the Pines in that spot sent several sparks flying. Had the coaching staff seen enough, they handed the fortunes of this game to the very man they had sacked to make Tua the starter. And when Ryan Fitzpatrick came within inches of bringing the club all the way back into a tie with seconds to go in the contest, it had to spark at least some debate about who should be entrusted with the Dolphins' fortunes the rest of the way this year. Word came quickly after the game that the chosen one would be back under center at the start of the next game this week, coming against the Jets. The benching didn't appear to damage to his psyche or the faith Flores has in his young QB. Perhaps the fourth quarter sacking of Tagovailoa will be a minor footnote on the remainder of the year. While it was far from encouraging, it is probably just as far from being catastrophic in any way. Figuring here, it may have been much ado about nothing. Had Tua sat the entire season, it might have raised a few questions. But a bounce-back start is certainly possible. We'll see where it goes, but the view from the bench can't possibly be as beneficial as finding out just what the kid has on the professional playing fields. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files.